Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Corby Craig coming up in 20 minutes on college football. Got some dirty dogs, a lot of dirty dogs. That's later on this hour. We'll talk to Eric Kratz, Foul Territory, next hour. But thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday morning. We are live on X. If you want to watch the video format of this show, bet_sweats. Hit the link there, bet_sweats. So every Wednesday, it's a different topic from week to week. We come up with our own power rankings. So we're 2 weeks in, a lot of teams riding high. I think 10 of them are sitting 2-0, and 10 are sitting 0-2. So we figured, okay, let's find some teams that we want to buy low and ones that we want to sell high on. Now, sell high doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be 2-0, even though I think all of mine are. And buying low doesn't mean you have to be 0-2. Most of mine are, but that's probably where we're going to land, as we've seen either overreaction in either direction. Sam, why don't you start us off? Let's do the buy. Let's buy low, give your three, and then I'll give my three before we go to the sell high. What do you have for buying low?
I tried to do this a little bit differently, and trust me, I did not buy the Ravens, the Bills, the Packers, because that's silly. Anybody could do that. I do have a 2-0 team that I'm going to buy, but it's a team that I think a lot of people aren't really sure of. So on line three, this was discussed yesterday on the show, and we had a bunch of listeners sending texts and DMs and messages about making the parlay we talked about, Ravens to win the division, Chiefs to make the playoffs. One book was letting you do it at -104, and I got a bunch of bet slips about it. So awesome that people were able to find it and do it. Kansas City Chiefs on line three. They win this week against the Giants. They're 1-2, at which point that playoff price goes from -190 to -350. But really, it's just about buying the dip on the stock, and that's why I put it on the buy list, because before the season to make the playoffs, Kansas City's -700. Now they're -190. And if you don't want to lay that, I understand you can wheel it with other things. You can parlay Chiefs playoffs with X, Y, Z, whatever. When they get healthy and they get Rashee Rice back from suspension, it's a different team. I think it's very unfair to critique them when Hollywood Brown is their number one receiver and Tyquan Thornton is their best deep threat. Just not fair. I guess life isn't fair, but this is not the best version of the Chiefs. And because of that, you get the numerical dip in the price. They still have the best quarterback in the league, the most clutch quarterback, I guess. Maybe not the best, but the most clutch. And a coaching staff that I believe in with Reed and Spags. So I went Kansas City on three. Number two, yes, this is a 2-0 team. But if I hear one more person say that Daniel Jones can't take this team to the playoffs, I'm going to get really mad, because he can. Because we've seen him take a lesser team to the playoffs. This offense is just the Shane Steichen experience. Power run, strong offensive line, and then put the quarterback in a good situation. if you needed Daniel Jones to throw the ball 45 times a game, you're in trouble. But look at his box score. He's only throwing when they have to, because this team is built to run the ball, control the TOP, and put the quarterback in very, very solid situations. He's completing 71% of his passes. And they just made a Denver Broncos defense that a lot of people feel like is one of the best in the league, made it look pedestrian, right? To score as many points as they did on the Broncos, that was eye-opening for me. And I didn't find myself on that Denver side. I also didn't bet the Colts. I wanted to. I ended up on the Dolphins instead on Sunday. Joy. But I thought the Broncos were in a very, very trappy spot, and the Colts capitalized on that. Indy has also not punted in 2 weeks. The first team in the history of the NFL to do that. The aggressiveness by the coach, the ability to have a quarterback that can hit an open target. I mean, last year they're banking on Anthony Richardson, who completed like 50% of his passes. Steichen said, that ain't going to work. Get me a vet that isn't going to be, you know, scared by pressure, that can hit an open target, and we're going to be fine. And I believe they will be fine. They're going to win the AFC South. Number one, I think a lot of people looked at the week one result and thought, ooh, they're in trouble. And then the very next week, they take the smelling salt and drop 50 on Joe O's Chicago Bears. That's right. Ben Johnson's not the biggest deal in the world. We're going to find that out, I think, over the next couple of years. They got smacked by the Packers. Packers team that many people believe is a top three team in the NFL now. But when you look at the week one result on an island, you go, oh, Detroit's in trouble. And then you watch them against an average, below average team, and you go, oh, they're just fine. So now they're 1-1. Minnesota's banged up. Chicago's awful. This is a two-win division, or a two-team division to make the playoffs. It always has been. Some people thought coming into the year, three-team division. Three teams will get into the playoffs. No, it's probably two. And it's probably Green Bay and Detroit. Defensively, Hutch is back. They're going to be fine on that side of the ball. And it didn't really take long for them to get off the mat after playing a very good team week one and deliver the knockout punch in week two. So I'm buying the Detroit Lions. They are going to be just fine. I had some question marks during week one, but those questions are all gone. I mean, a lot of teams are going to struggle against the Packers this year because the Packers D is very, very good. The Lions are fine.
So you think people are low on them?
Yeah, I do. Because the Packers are too high. Everybody's too high on the Packers.
So when Lions will be fine, I understand where you're coming from. What does that mean? Does that mean they win the division? Does that mean they're an NFC contender, like a top three contender? Like, what do you
think? I think they can go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe doesn't mean they have to win the division, but they can go to the Super Bowl. They could have a home game to start, yeah, and then you move from there.
I'm looking bigger picture there. I'm thinking that this is the time to buy them, not only to win the division, but to do some things that they haven't done. And, you know, to win the NFC right now, you could find 7-1, 7-1 on them, and 3-1 on the Packers. The math ain't mathin'. So it's not a buy like, oh, they're going to make the playoffs. No kidding. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking win the NFC, 7-1 or higher is a good bet.
Okay. I went with 2-0-2 teams and a 1-1 team. Sam's plays there. Kansas City 3, Indy 2, Detroit 1. We have one crossover, which I'm sure you can all guess. All right. Number 3, buy low. This is all relative. It doesn't mean that they're going to even win the division or be in the playoffs. It means it could be a team that you might want to buy on a week-to-week when it comes to the point spread. You might want to. And it's 3 for a reason. This is tough. But Cam Ward was put in an awful position at Denver against the Rams. I think most people would agree that those are two top five defenses. That's how you're going to start your career. You have awful coach on your side, and you're going against two really tough defenses to start off. And they were beating one of those defenses in the Rams at halftime. Now they're getting 3.5 against Indy, which I find so interesting. That point spread is fascinating, which we're going to talk about a lot this week. But when I say bye, I'm talking
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Point spread value. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs because they're not. They're not. I don't even know that he's going to be the offensive rookie of the year. But I just look at it and say, okay, you competed against Denver. You covered the number. You competed against the Rams. You were leading at halftime. You end up not covering the number when it comes to the final score. But I want to see them moving forward against some softer defenses, see what Cam Ward can do then. So that's why I put the Tennessee Titans as a buy low option at number three. Number two, I have a squad that's 1-1, and I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. They faced two tough defenses in divisional matchups. Week one at Philly, tough spot. CeeDee Lamb's dropping the ball all over the place. They competed. They covered the number, right? This past week, Giants. They couldn't stop the Giants. That was a problem. But you look at it, in two games, they've scored 60 points. Is this the offense that we're going to see? Like, that's a Giants team that can pressure the opposing quarterback. That's an Eagles team that is viewed as a top at least 10, probably 5 defense after just winning the Super Bowl. On the schedule, I see Jets, Panthers, Raiders, Giants again. There's a lot of wins there. So relatively buying on the Cowboys, whether it be ATS, maybe them sneaking into the playoffs. I don't know. I mean, if they bring this sort of offense and the main cogs can stay healthy, I think the Cowboys are going to be just fine. And when their dogs are probably a team that I'm going to be betting. So buying low on the Cowboys, even though we're post Mike Parsons, people freaked out. Okay, they're done. I'm going to buy low on them. And number one's the obvious. And you hit on a lot of the points. Let's talk Kansas City Chiefs. 3 straight losses. Is this going to continue? I'm going to say no. You get Rice back in week 7. Worthy, it sounds like he's going to come back pretty soon. No explosion on offense. Tough start. You get the Chargers and the Eagles. 2 probable playoff teams. Maybe 2 Super Bowl contenders when we get there. But the Chiefs are going to be fine. They get the Giants this week. That's going to be a victory. They'll be 1-2 and everybody's going to calm down. So I got Titans 3, Cowboys 2. Chiefs 1 as far as buying low. Selling high. What you got, Sammy P?
All right. So I just made an audible on the fly here, and I let Gertz know I wanted to change my number 2 team. I was between 2 teams, and I'm going to just go with this team at number 2. Number 3 is Cincinnati. I am not buying this team for 1 second. And you look up at the market on them to make the playoffs, and no is the big favorite. So this is sort of a cop-out, but – at 2-0, you would think, oh, like Cincinnati's going to be just fine. Oh, they finally were able to win games early in season. And now your quarterback's hurt. Now your quarterback's in trouble. And he's going to miss, what, 3 months? Jake Browning's going to get you to the playoffs? Uh-uh. I don't believe it. Neither does the market. How about BetMGM minus 210 on the Bengals to miss the playoffs? So this is a layup for me. I have no interest in them. I have no interest in their defense, and now I think their quarterback play is going to hold them back. Even though they're 2-0, I don't believe it for 1 second. Number 2, This team has been historically good on defense. If you go back and look at the last 15 years, they've been defensive monsters for the most part. They've controlled the line of scrimmage. Secondary's been good. They keep you out of the end zone. What's going on in Pittsburgh right now? What the hell are they doing defensively? To let the Jets and the Seahawks go up and down the field? Problem. Big problem. Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, carving you up. Now, they've been unlucky, I think, with a couple big plays. But I don't think the quarterback's going to stay healthy. And I just don't know how you're 29th in points, 29th in yards, with a Seattle team that couldn't even move the ball in week one. And then Seattle takes care of business in your house, comes to your barn, and slaps you around. That's a problem there. So they're 1-1 right now. I think everybody is thinking that, oh, well, Mike Tomlin will figure this out. Mike Tomlin always finishes over 500, which is true. Never been under 500 one time until now. Don't think it's going to happen this year. And defensively, the holes, the gaps, they are alarming. And I don't think you can just wave the wand and fix that. So number two for me, Pittsburgh Steelers. Number one, I wasn't high on this team to begin with this year. And when Vegas hung a win total of 9.5 after last season, you're thinking, oh, that's interesting because this team just went to the NFC Championship. Now the win total is only 9.5. Why? Well, natural regression is built in. But defensively, how lucky were they? They hit the lottery facing just bad and backup quarterbacks. And now their quarterback has a knee issue. That's the Washington Commanders. I don't think we're going to see Jaden Daniels this week. And the market says that. I mean, for crying out loud, Washington's only a 3.5-point favorite against Vegas. If Daniels is in, this number is almost double. You know, we're 6, 6.5. Vegas could win, no doubt. And then the doubt kicks in. And then people start wondering, uh-oh, what are they? Are they tough enough? Are they resilient enough? I don't know. I don't know that I can trust the Washington Commanders. And if Daniels comes back, you got that knee potentially lingering all season long, and you also have a whole year of tape. They've had a whole season, the NFL, to prepare for this offense and prepare for this kid. And I'm shorting the Washington Commanders.
All right. I don't disagree with any of them. I don't have any of them, but I don't disagree with any of them. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Washington. Here are my three, which I find fascinating. We're going to have to circle back to go more in on this. The Colts. I'm selling the Colts. They're 2-0. See, you're saying buying low, and I'm saying selling high, which is a very interesting angle. I'm going to have to go into more detail later on. Number two, I'm not saying they're not going to the playoffs. I'm not saying they're not going to win their division, but I'm selling the Eagles. I'll be selling them ATS this year. And number one, the biggest fraud that we have not talked enough about, Arizona is a 2-0 fraud. They've beaten New Orleans and Carolina by one score. They've been outgained in both games. I'm selling the Cardinals. So Colts 3, Eagles 2, Cardinals 1. We'll have more on that later. Corby Craig next on College Football. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.